League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
What makes you the super annoying person at work? Raven, we're going to get to this in just 1 second, but there's something that you've been doing that has been bothering everybody.
I think that that's probably an overestimation. I'm actually speaking for the little people.
All right, but here's the thing. Everybody does something that makes them annoying, right? And at work, it's more evident to all your coworkers. Like, I know for me, I feel like I have to be annoying because I always have to have everything right. And I can't, like, let things go. I like how you guys are all looking at each other and laughing and giggling. Yeah.
We're looking away from you because it might get a little too real in here for a minute.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you're going to do something, you should probably do it right, right? I'm just saying. That's, you know, we're all here not to do mediocre work. Now yes. I'm going to get upset. But
slightly
I know
annoying.
that makes me somewhat annoying. I get it.
Producer John, what do you think makes you annoying?
I correct people. I correct Sean all day long, and it's amazing. If you mispronounce something, I'm on it. If you, like, use bad grammar, I'm on it. If you, like, use a word the wrong way, oh, it's my favorite thing in the entire world. I absolutely revel in it. I'm a total troll in that way.
How come nobody's giggling at you and rolling their eyes and looking away?
I was just going to ask, when's the last time you corrected Anna?
Oh, my gosh, the other day.
Did you?
Before.
The other day.
Wow.
Yeah. She said a word wrong, and I came in here, and I was like, hey, it's pronounced this way.
No, but that was right. So, to me...
I'm always right. That's the point. It's not annoying.
Oh, God,
wrong.
You're both annoying.
Here we go.
I don't find that annoying. I find that helpful. I said facsimile. I pronounced it... How did I say it?
Facsimile. Yes,
facsimile.
I was going to let you go with it. I love
right.
it.
Right. I mean, thank God for making me look normal. Producer Sean, what makes you annoying?
It's got to be my sneezes. They are so loud and obnoxious, and you could hear my sneezes a mile away. John says I always have this thing, like when I sneeze, I just some sound comes out, and I'm always like, bleh!
No, but you add to it. You add to it, Sean. You do it on purpose because I've heard you sneeze like by accident when you're really into a work project, and it doesn't sound like that. It's when you have time to like ramp up that it just gets crazy.
All right, but one thing has been making Raven super annoying. Tristan is our office manager. He looks very uncomfortable right now. The word on the street is that Raven is getting the reputation for being the super annoying guy at work because he keeps sending you emails and text messages about something.
He really wants Sprite in our soda machine.
Yeah.
Like it's every day almost now.
I've been lobbying people around the office here. I've been working on people, leaning into people and so forth. I've been taking polls, Anna. I've been finding out what is the true will of the people. You know, Tristan, as an office manager, he's got to deal with a lot of this stuff, right?
Tristan has a real job. And he's actually very busy and does several things that are really important. How many emails do you think that Raven has sent you about adding Sprite to the soda machine?
Maybe four. I can respect his campaign, you know, getting other people on board. He's kind of turning the tide.
Yeah.
You know, he's changing my mind.
That's what he says. But until the Sprite arrives, every time that I see Tristan, anywhere, bathroom, hallway, his office, other events, church, anything.
Yeah.
I'm going to shout out to him. What's up with that Sprite, bro?
For the record, I vote for ginger ale, just so you know.
What are you, 1,000?
I love ginger ale.
Ginger ale is amazing, but also for the record, I'm countering with Fresca.
No, don't you weave
it. I love Fresca. But listen, this has nothing to do with the actual soda that's going to go in the soda machine.
Yeah, you know, small details, but we want to keep them happy.
The thing that you know makes you the super annoying person at work. What's the thing for you? 1-800-330-9999. Raven has realized that he is the super annoying guy at work because he has sent multiple emails about changing the kind of soda in the soda machine.
I'm persistent. I wouldn't call it annoying, but, you know, people can call it what they want. Hi, Cindy. What makes you the annoying person at work?
Constantly asking help with technology. I'm a big baby with copy machines, computers, cell phones. Even if I was shown once, I would keep on asking. I need help.
You know, that does wear out. It's true. It's totally fine the first few times. New technology is daunting, no question. And that's not even an age
like
thing.
Constantly constantly changing.
Yeah, but you know,
constantly changing.
But if you don't pick it up at some point, yeah, that's annoying.
Yeah, definitely. Sam, what makes you the super annoying person at work?
I'm like way too honest, and it's really easy for me to just give my opinion. I can't really bite my tongue at all. So if I hear someone say anything about the job that we're doing, I'm not even like a supervisor or anything like that. It just slips out. I'm trying to keep my mouth shut, but like when someone's complaining about the job they're doing and they're not doing it right, I can't help but to just make a side comment because I just hear it all the time and it slips and I'm trying to get better at it. But I do know nobody ever invites me out to the bars because they know that I'm just going to be very honest about what I'm seeing.
Huh?
So
I get it. And everybody knows somebody like that. They don't always get invited. It's true.
That's how you know you're the super annoying person at work.
Yeah, but you know what? Yeah. I mean, if you're just way better at your job than everybody else, man, and that's what you need to do to be calm in your headspace. I'm not saying it's the right choice. Here's the thing. People that work with me, they'll tell you, like, as far as people that are in my circle of people that I'm working with regular, I'll say anything and usually far too much. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, if you're not in my circle, I won't say a word about that type of stuff with you.
Right. Right.
I just will not. I'll roll right on by it. Come back here to the studio and tell Anna all about it.
Yep.
Hey, Erica, what makes you the super annoying person at work?
Well, we all have to be up pretty early sometimes, and I am incredibly chipper in the morning. I love the mornings, so I always come in with, like, a song in my mouth and, like, my wide eyes and a lot of positive attitude, and people don't like that at 7:15 in the morning.
No, Raven is so loud. In the morning. He is so loud.
I'm pumped.
Like so excited. And I can't even keep my eyes open. And it's like a nail with a hammer going through my temple. Yeah.
I'm pumped.
Christian, what makes you the super annoying person at work?
So every break, I just have to say something to my coworkers, whether, you know, it's about the news, politics, or the sky is blue. I just have to say something to my coworkers.
There's the person that always has something to say.
Anna and I, some days we talk an awful lot. Other days we don't talk at all between the things that we're doing. But when I step out every day for Can't Beat Raven, we have two people that work in the hall here. And I love these people. They are wonderful people. But they talk to me at the worst time every day. That I'm concentrating.
I'm not good at small talk. I don't know. I don't like it. I just feel like, can we just be quiet? Like, why do we have to have this forced conversation right now?
Forget the superficial nonsense.
Exactly.
If you're not talking to me about something that's real, I don't have any time to waste.
Yeah.
Like, I'm kind of like that myself.
When people like ask, like, oh, are you watching anything good? It's like, why? Why? You want to watch it too? Like, I don't know. Like,
my wife thinks I'm so rude when people are having nonsense conversations around me. And I'm like almost rolling my eyes. Like, I can't even control it. I'm like, get me out of the room. And these are people I care about.
It's just the awkwardness of it. You don't know how to get out of it. So then you just smile and then you feel like a weirdo for standing there and smiling awkwardly.
Yeah, but we sound terrible.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.